Wednesday, March 3, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRayhove. Making headlines today. Nigeria's Dangote Cement has signed a $95 million deal with a unit of Germany's Siemens AG for 3 gas turbines. Dangote Cement hopes that this will help it increase its annual cement production to 20 million tons. Dangote Cement, Nigeria's largest cement producer, says that Siemens International Turbo Machinery will provide the turbines for its 5 million ton a year IB's cement plant in Ogun State, which is currently under construction. The 3 gas turbines are expected to generate 102 megawatts of electricity for the cement plant. Construction of the plant, which began in late 2009, is expected to be completed by January 2011. The airport company South Africa's operational plans for the 2010 FIFA World Cup are now 90% completed. The majority of the remaining work will be completed this month and some in April. OR Tambo International Airport GM Chris Khlakane says that all operational plans will be finalized by May 14 and that simulation exercises of all operational aspects will be carried out every 2 weeks from the end of March until mid-May. AXA, which has invested about $17 billion on upgrading its airport network, in part for the sporting event, but also to keep up with growing demand, expected some 450,000 passengers to travel through the country's airports during the 6-week tournament, which starts on June 11. Also making headlines, Altex-listed Africa Cellular Towers secures its first full turnkey power line contract from Eskom. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma urges the lifting of sanctions against Zimbabwe if progress is to be made in resolving that country's political crisis. Stringent conditions are imposed on South Africa's bailout beneficiaries, and Tanzania says it's aiming at 5.7% growth in 2010. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.